Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
And that's why it didn't become a revelation to me. But when I finally got a hold of what it really means, then I learned who was on this earth that was killing, stealing, and destroying. And that these spiritual beings called Satan and his demons. Now, they have worked in the background as invisible beings that have done a tremendous job on the world and the church. And we don't know who they are or what our power is over them. But listen to this magnificent promise. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on the serpent, Satan, and his scorpions, his demons. All power is given to you over them. How much power is given to you over them? All power. They shall in no wise hurt you. Be not thankful that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather be thankful that your name is written in heaven. It's like the Lord is saying, when you come to me and get saved, that's the most important thing you can do. You come to me and get saved, I've now delivered you out of the kingdom of darkness, Satan's kingdom, and translated you into my kingdom, and now then, that's the most wonderful thing there is. But you don't even have to rejoice that the devils have to be subject to you and all power has been given to you over them in my name. And most of the church is just exactly like I was most of my life. I had no knowledge that I had all power over Satan and his demons. Do you know what it does to you when you get a hold of the fact that, behold, I have been given authority over the beast and his scorpions? They shall in no wise hurt me. Do you know what that does to you? When you get revelation on that, you can change the world. When the devil comes into your house and you come home one day and your wife or your daughter or your son or anything else. In fact, I'll tell you that a demon came into my daughter when she was 3 years old. And the demon of fear, I didn't understand how he got in, but that day when I picked up that beam and that big old long snake was laying under that beam, when I picked that beam up and it scared that snake, and he ran, of course he was right at my feet, and he run this way, and there was my daughter and son standing right over there, and he was 5 and she was 3. When that snake started running toward them, she became petrified and started screaming. That sound normal for a little girl? Well, I had this big beam in my hand, so the snake was running straight for them. So I just done like this and pinned him to the ground. I got him about that far back from the head with the edge of the beam. And so my daughter was screaming her head off. I reached down the beam, got a hold to the snake, raised the beam up, pulled him back, popped him, broke his neck, and threw him way out yonder away from the kids. He was about that long. As soon as I threw that snake away, of course, I told my daughter, I said, Amanda, honey, would you please stop screaming? Daddy has the situation well in hand. Tim, sitting there, boy and a girl, difference. He just looks over and said a word. He said, Daddy, that's what I call really having this situation in your hand. I'll never forget that, 5 years old. I literally had the situation in my hand. And he said that. Just as calm as he could be. The minute I threw that snake way off out yonder, Amanda come running to me. I reached down to get her, and she climbed to me like a tree until her legs were around my neck. I didn't realize what had happened. But right there in that trauma, she opened herself, and a demon of fear possessed my little 3-year-old daughter right there. And then people that will scare their children, I've seen daddies that will hide behind a door or jump up and scare their children. You are a fool. You don't have a clue what's going on in the spiritual realm. You can do those stupid things and open your children to a demon of fear, and they will come in and they will be in that child forever. And most people never learn how to get them out. It took me till my daughter was 15 years old. 15 years, from 3 to 15, my daughter was afraid of everything. She wouldn't go outside to feed the cat at night, even with the light on, unless Daddy went with her. She would not spend the night with a child. She wouldn't spend the night with my mother and dad, not with my wife's mother and dad. She was afraid of everything. Mother and Daddy had to be with her, especially after dark. I had no clue. When she was 15 years old, she was up in her bedroom upstairs. My wife come down about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, said, "Honey, you got to go up and do something to Amanda. I can't get her to sleep." I went upstairs. I walked in the door. I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" She said, "Daddy, there's just something wrong." She said, "I believe if I died tonight, I'd go to hell to be with the devil." I said, "Honey, when you were 6 years old, you confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior." I said, "Did you mean it? Yes or no?" She said, "Yes, Daddy, I meant it." But she said, I said, "Then case closed. It's done." She said, "But Daddy, I have this fear." When she said that, the Holy Spirit, thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, "Your daughter has a demon of fear. Cast him out in Jesus' name." I went over there and sat down on the bed and grabbed my little 15-year-old daughter by the shoulders. I said, "You devil of fear. You devil of hell, I command you to come out of my baby." I said, "I'm the king and the priest over this house." I said, "You have no authority to me. I'm walking in total obedience to God's word." I said, "You devil of hell, you come out of her." And I said, "You go to the pit of hell and you stay there forever. Don't you ever come back in Jesus' name." I said, "Now, Father, I ask you to put the spirit of love, joy, and peace in my daughter. And I want to thank you and praise you for doing it." And instantly, my daughter went from crying her eyes out to laughing hilariously. And we worshiped and praised the King about 15 or 20 minutes. She went to bed that night, slept like a baby. The next morning she got up on the way to school. She bounced out of there. She was a new girl like she had never been. And from that day until she died at 24 years old in that car wreck, she was never afraid of anything after that day. See, when you provoke your children to be afraid, you open a door for a demonic spirit of fear to come in. Don't do it. Walk holy. Don't be one that jumps out and scares your children. Don't be one that makes your children angry. The Lord clearly said, provoke not your children to anger. If you do that, they get a demon of anger. And then they won't be able to control themselves. Then you'll have to cast that beast out. And most parents that I know have no spiritual knowledge of their spiritual blessings and what they can do in the name of Jesus. So you and your children go through life with your children tormented forever. Isn't that bad? All because we don't know God's word. You don't have to put up with the nonsense of the devil. You don't have to have a spirit of fear. You don't have to have a spirit of anger. All you got to do is repent of your sins, and somebody with spiritual authority cast that devil of hell out of you, and then believe it's done. I've seen multitudes of people set free from these kind of things. It's a spiritual kingdom out there that's coming to kill, steal, and to destroy you, and you have been given all power over these beasts in the name of Jesus. And most people don't know it. They don't know it. But that verse right there in Luke 10, 19 and 20, how much power and authority did our King give us over Satan and his demons?
All.
All. And they shall in no wise hurt you. So you ain't going to let that devil do nothing to you or your baby no more, are you, Jan?
No.
Absolutely not. Of course, Richard, he's right in there with you. He knows that too. So praise God, if the spirits have to be subject to us, like verse 20 says, if the evil spirits have to be subject to us, we make sure our sins are confessed, then we drive them out in the name of Jesus. When we drive them out, they have to leave. And everything in yours or your children's life will change. Praise the King. Now then, Ephesians 6:10. Let's look and see what the Lord says here. In Ephesians 6:10, He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Now, how did He tell you to be strong? Be strong in what? In the Lord. And in the power of His might. Well, now, if God said to be strong, we must be able to be strong. So how do we get to be strong in the Lord? How do you get to be strong in the Lord? The Word. Now then, if I walk up to you and say, quote me your favorite verse, and you say, well, let's see here. Let me find my Bible. Let's see, I think it's in, let's see, Matthew, or maybe it's in Mark. You are in big trouble if the devil comes by your house. And you know what's wrong with the average church member I've come in contact with? That's the problem. They don't know any word. Now, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So if you're going to be strong in the Lord, if you don't have His word hidden in your heart and the devil attacks you, you have no sword to come against him with. Now, if he attacks you, you don't have time to go get the word, usually, and spend a few hours or days trying to find the answers in God's word. You need them hidden in your heart. So you need to read the word every day. Every day. If you'll read it every day and start quoting it every day, it'll get to where you can just quote scriptures. They'll just come out of your mouth like water. And when you do, then you're strong in the Lord. Now, then, whenever they called me and said, Thurman, your wife and daughter has just been deceased in a car accident, and the grandbaby and the other little girl are not expected to live. Have you got time under those conditions to go get your Bible and start searching for the Word? No, you ain't got time at this point, I'll tell you for sure. If you and the Word hasn't already become one, forget it. You're going to lose those babies. But if you and the Word have already become one, and you know who you are in Christ, you don't fall apart. You begin to worship the King and praise Him for His Word. You just walk, go drive right over to Cook's Medical Center and walk in and say, oh, the Jesus I serve, He'll raise these two girls up. And you let everybody think you're crazy. But you get to see the glory of God. You get to see mighty things. Wow. And what fun it is for a little girl 2 years ago that everybody told me couldn't live.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'll contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.